This is Arlen Quisbo. I'm a senior sourcing and negotiation advisor at Upper Edge, and I'm also a member of the Oracle practice team. So recently, we published a new blog that talks about Oracle Cloud Learning Services. So I wanted to dedicate an episode to talk about, at a very high level, what we are addressing in this blog. We've seen in a lot of recent Oracle Cloud deals, for some reason, Oracle has been pushing the Cloud Learning Services by even adding Cloud Learning Services products as part of a separate ERP or EPM purchase. So then we had to ask our clients, do you even need those Oracle Cloud Services? So here's an enterprise guide to Oracle Cloud Learning Services. This is essentially a series of different learning and training solutions from Oracle University, or OU, if you will. There are really three main categories. The first is the Cloud Learning Subscription. Second, guided learning. And the third one is the Oracle Learning Explorer. I'm not going to talk too much about this because this is a really light training category of services, and it's even free. It's more of an entry-level training course, if you will. So I'm going to focus more on the cloud learning subscriptions. In this, there's a lot of different options, different modules. You have the Oracle Financials Cloud, Procurement, Project Portfolio Management, a lot of different options, if you will. This is really Oracle true SaaS learning guide as part of their overall training solutions. Guided learning, this is more of an application online learning platform. It has a bunch of different libraries of content for Oracle Cloud applications, some tailoring of guides or base flows to configure the Oracle Cloud application and processes. It's a little bit more robust. There's different pricing structure for each. So the Cloud Learning Subscription, it's a per user per month with a term. Usually it's the same term as your purchase, so either a 3 or a 5 year. It is a subscription based, so there's different features. Guided learning is similar. However, the difference is that you pay per module versus Cloud Learning Subscription, where you you really get the full suite, if you will. So now that we just talked about the pricing for these different training options, Oracle is providing some discounts. What you're going to see on their guide or on their website is going to be list price. What we've seen, the public discount, if you will, that Oracle has been providing for those training solutions runs between 25 to 50%. Where we've been working with a lot of our clients and helping them negotiate the Oracle deal, and I can tell you that we've been way above that 50% mark for discounts, specifically for those education and training solutions. Now we just talked about what it is and the pricing. Do you even need this thing? Like I said in the beginning, Oracle has been pushing it, and they have been even adding those training solutions as part of a what we call the bill of materials or the BOM, even if clients don't even ask for it. What we recommend is look at Oracle's training solutions, educate yourself on the different options, if it's really going to bring value to your employees, to your organization. If it doesn't, then we have different options. But what if you need those? So if you need those Oracle Cloud Learning Services, there are really three things that we recommend. Is one, ask for full pricing details. This should include the list price, the discount, and the net price on the line item basis per user. Okay, because like I said earlier, for different options, there are different pricing structure. It is for cloud learning solution. It is an unlimited cloud learning. Cloud Oracle guided learning, it contains multiple modules. So you want to see that pricing transparency per module for guided learning. Two is think about, are you going to even need to use this unlimited subscription? If you don't think your company will use it enough, maybe think about just buying it on an individual module basis instead of buying the whole suite. And third is ask Oracle to provide you with a ramp of the users accessing the cloud learning services, because like your typical ERP or EPM cloud solution, once you make the purchase, you're not going to be able to leverage the program from day one, because you're going to need to implement that solution. So ask Oracle to provide you with a subscription ramp of those cloud learning services so that on year one and potentially year two, you don't pay 100% of the of all of your user base, but only the ones actually using cloud learning services. And the last one is, what if you don't even need this thing? So if you don't need Oracle Cloud Services, we don't recommend to necessarily just completely remove it from the deal. What we recommend is, one, to ask Oracle to just remove it from the actual proposal, the actual Oracle form from this immediate purchase. However, the second thing is still ask for the full pricing transparency. Because what you may realize is, maybe, you know, 6 months or a year during your implementation, you may realize that you do need those cloud learning services. And at this point, it's going to be much harder for you to negotiate those pricing down the line, because Oracle already knows you're already using their solution. It's going to be a lot harder for you to go above that 25 to 50% discount that I mentioned earlier. So still try to negotiate Oracle Cloud Learning Solutions as what we call a price hold, and still ask for, you know, a much higher discount, and make sure it is price locked in your agreement. So here it is. We wanted to touch base on kind of an enterprise guide to your Oracle Cloud Learning Services. There's a lot more details in my blog post that was published on September 7th. Check it out. Have a good day.